Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Sigmund serial data, and serial sister, you'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have one of everyone's favorite, the adorable, great hair, chocolate eyes, tall delight, Justin Martindale. Welcome back. We're weeks away from official fall.
I know.
End of summer sadness has set in.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, I like your shirt. Drink your juice, Shelby.
Thank you.
One of the greatest lines.
Of ever, like, any Hollywood movie.
What was that movie called?
Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias. And she had that horrible wig.
Yeah, the horrible.
Julia Roberts really suffered. I guess they just, honestly, 30 years ago, didn't have good wigs back then.
No.
Because she also had, that horrible wig. Also, J-Lo had a horrible wig.
Her name's Jennifer Affleck.
Okay. Yes. Okay, sorry. When she was escaping her abusive husband in, what was that one? She had a really cute husband, but then he bought her a perfect house, and then he was mean to her. And she had to escape to Seattle in a horrible wig. Look it up.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. It was.
I don't watch Jennifer Lopez movies.
J-Lo was a waitress.
Oh.
And then this gorgeous
made
guy.
Made in Manhattan?
No. This gorgeous guy and his friend go to a restaurant, and they make a bet who can get her. And then the guy gets her, and he's so sweet. Enough. And then he's so sweet, and they're driving around in, like an area that looks like the best part of Pasadena.
Oh.
And then, like, with big, like, houses and, you know, but that still have charm. Mm. And then he walks and knocks on the door. He's like, my wife would really like this house. And she's like, and so he's like, well, it's not for sale. But he's such a great guy. He gives an offer. So then she gets this beautiful house. And the minute they move in, he's cheating and he's awful. And she takes their daughter and escapes and has to cut her hair short. But it's actually just a horrible wig to escape his weirdness and abusiveness.
That's Pasadena for you.
And
you know? Not without my bad wig.
Yes.
That's the movie.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You don't ever need a wig. Ugh. You're so cute. And you'll be joining me in Las Vegas. You guys, these are the live Juicy Scoops. And they're selling very well. But let me tell you about one, which is happening in Las Vegas, October 22nd. It's at the Venetian. We can shop. We can fall in love on a gondola.
Gondola, so close.
We can eat a lot of food. And you can see the show. And you are coming. Brandy and Julie are coming. And I might even have more surprise guests because for us, it's a quick jaunt.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
So make a fun weekend out of it. Or if you're close, just come one night and kill it. I like to do a Vegas one-nighter when you're in LA.
Yeah.
You wake up, you get cute at home, okay? Do the makeup, the lashes, the whole thing. And then you wear like a pretty cute outfit for when you get there for like walking around and having like a cute lunch, shopping little. Then you go back to your, then you check in your room. Then you get your slut outfit on.
Oh, yeah. Hoe it up.
Right.
Yes.
Then you have like, you know, dinner, maybe not. Maybe go to my show and then eat late because it's been, you know. It's all going to be a good time.
Yeah.
We're going to do it all.
And it's going to feel like you've been there for 3 weeks.
Right. That's all you need.
One day.
Or if you do a couple nights and you do like one a little crazier night, one a little more chill night, it doesn't matter. You can do it. It's all at heathermcdonald.net. And also Justin is joining me in a Texas weekend.
Yes. I can't wait for that.
He's coming home. Coming home. Because if you guys don't know, Justin is a little Texas baby. And
yeah.
So we're going to San Antonio, Houston, Dallas in November. You're also coming with me in St. Paul and Chicago. But all the dates, which include some with Chris Frangiola as well, will be at heathermcdonald.net. Okay. Breaking news, you guys. I know this is shocking.
I know.
But a couple who got married on a reality show called Love is Blind, where they had to ask each other to marry each other without ever seeing one another, got married, and they have now announced their divorce.
And just like the title of this show, I did not see this one coming.
So good.
Yeah, I did. I mean, this is the one, like you said earlier. This is the
second season.
The second season, he liked another girl.
Right.
And then was like...
And that girl was like, no, I'm into somebody else, which then she didn't choose anybody in the end.
She didn't choose anybody. And then he was like, all right, you'll do. Come on.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, let me try and figure it out. And she tried. I'm not going to lie. She did try.
I want to say, I feel like they were the only couple that officially got married after that.
From that season, the day of the weddings.
I feel like they were the only ones that went through it with... Annie's going to do her research. She's tapping away. Let's go on. Let me tell you what their statement was.
Okay.
Joint statement. What's going on, family? After much thought, we're saddened to share that we have separated and will begin the process of divorcing. While we have love for each other, our lives are going in different directions, and that's okay. Coming to this decision was far from easy. You know, I just want someone to be like, hey, we're getting divorced. It was actually the easiest decision of my fucking life because I hate this motherfucker. He hates me. I hate him. We're miserable.
The world is ending.
We're not going to waste another day. So talk about it. Please talk about it on your podcast. Don't give us privacy.
No.
We met on a reality show. We don't want privacy.
No. We don't need to tear down a wall because there was one put up to begin with. You know, it's like I got new dick. He got new dick. We all got new dick.
Everybody's just having fun. Coming to this decision was far from easy, and we will always wish each other the absolute best. Will you? Will you though? Will you really always? My new saying is
Danielle and Nick are together.
Danielle and Nick. I don't even remember them, but anyway, they're still together. They're happy and together. What if they were planning on divorcing this month, and now they're like, well, now we got to wait about two.
Because we
won't get as much action.
Publicity.
No, but what if it was just, hey, we're good to go. Okay, so coming to this decision was far from easy, and we will always wish each other, wishing each other the best. Everyone always says, I wish you all the best in the world. I wish you the best. I wish you the best. Be honest. There's people
that
you're like, no, I don't wish you to get a terminal disease. I don't wish for your house to burn down. I don't wish anything bad to happen to your parents. But do I really wish you the best?
No.
Do I wish that you'll come up with some creative idea and then it's patented and now you're like a billionaire and you're like hanging out with, you know, assholes like Meghan Markle? Like, do I wish that?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I wish that.
No. Do I wish that you're riding a bicycle one day and... a little toddler runs out in front of you and you get sidetracked and then fall into a wood chipper? Maybe. I don't know, but I wish you the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish you, how about just like, I wish you an average existence where on occasion you'll regret that you were mean to me.
Yeah.
And you'll regret that you didn't love me more and try to make it work because I'm amazing.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's what I wish you.
That's what I wish. I wish the best.
Yeah.
I want you to have the best.
We hope you all give us some space.
We are. We don't even remember you.
As we close this chapter of our life.
Oh.
Thank you to our close friends and family for loving us both through our experience. To the Love is Blind family and Netflix, thank you for this unforgettable opportunity and support. Both of us will also be available to come back on.
Yeah, can't wait.
And find new love. Or be part of a live experience. Mm-hmm. Ask questions. Put us up at a free hotel. Let me do a meet and greet.
Yeah.
Bring me a brand deal. Okay? All of that, we wish each other the best.
What if they do a Vegas show called The Love is Blind Experience?
It's probably already happening.
It has to.
And then they put people in the audience and they see who can.
Yes.
It's already in the works.
Hosted by Ayana.
Yes. Already in the works. Each of you have brought overwhelming love and joy into our lives.
Each of you. Don't put me in this.
The people that are just following you, I haven't brought over love and joy. Or the Netflix people brought over love and joy.
I got stoned and watched this show because it was that option.
This experience has taught us so much about ourselves, vulnerability, and love. We don't regret a single thing. No, of course you don't, because you didn't have this good of a life prior.
No.
Your life is so much better for going on this dumb show. 100% You don't have to keep a regular job anymore. You probably have enough that you could like pay for your apartment and tootle around and take photos.
That's it. I want to forget these two. I mean, I want to forget these two.
I love it. Here's a weird, strange, sad, kind of sad. No, it is sad, but strange. A Tennessee woman comes out of People magazine who allegedly slipped a jail inmate meth while kissing him is charged with murder after he dies of overdose.
You had me at Tennessee woman.
So I was kind of like, wait, what? Because first I was like, wait, is it a correctional officer who like, and they were both doing meth? No. So she went to visit him. Mm-hmm. It was her boyfriend. She had a balloon of meth in her mouth, ripped it out from under her tongue, kissed him.
Ugh.
He put it in his mouth. I think his intention, there's two thoughts.
Okay.
The defense might be, I did this because he wanted to kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the intent was, I'm giving it to you for you to use at your leisure between making noodles and working out. Like,
in that order.
Like, get your thing, take it out, put it under there, and be like, Friday night, I'm going off. But I think he swallowed it. And I think by swallowing, I think he died maybe from the, like a swallowing a balloon.
Yeah, so was it a balloon?
And is it like a water balloon, like with a big tail, like a big rubber tail?
Well, no, it's just like a tiny little balloon with a little knot. And she kissed him like a la Poison Ivy and Batman.
So
I love that.
So are there special drug tiny balloons versus like colorful balloons that use for water balloons and like balloon walls like the Kardashians have? There's different balloons.
Okay, they're not putting meth in the Kardashian balloons at their parties. Like those balloon clusters,
yes,
not filled with meth.
When are those going out of style?
I mean, get out of here.
No offense to the women that may have made their lives making balloon clusters, but my God.
I don't need a metallic cream balloon cluster.
You know, I never even like bought balloons for my kids' birthdays.
No. Oh, who cares? Like they kill ducks. They fly in plane engines. I think they're
okay.
Lame.
All right.
But anyways.
Yeah.
Back to what's important. Meth balloons.
Yes.
I think she put this in his tongue. I don't think she was like pop off on Friday because A, there's no syringes in prison or spoons. And like to do meth, you have to like, you know, don't you have to like warm it up and inject it or like, well, I guess you could swallow it.
No, you can sniff it and stuff.
Yeah. But I mean like. I mean, it's in a balloon. Like, I don't think this is a gigantic balloon.
I think there's different ways to do it, just like there is to make a great cocktail. You can do just straight tequila out of a bottle.
Yeah.
You can put it over a fancy cube.
Ooh.
You can mix it with different drinks, splash of pineapple juice, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's the same thing with meth. You can do it with a proper utensil and maybe, like, shoot it up. You can... I'm thinking even if you just ate it, wouldn't that still get in your system?
Yeah, it would also kill you if you got in your stomach. But also I love this.
Isn't
like,
it going to go in your stomach anyway?
Well, it's got to burn. Well,
I'm telling you, I think it was the balloon that fucked it up.
I think the balloon is what fucked it up because he like swallowed it and like I guess there was enough in there that like went through his body and killed him. But I do think that first of all, I love this Martha Stewart correctional facility you're in. You're like, there's mezcal and pineapple juice.
No, not at the prison. I'm just saying how you can consume alcohol in many ways. Just like I think you can consume these drugs, which are deadly and awful. Don't ever try it. And I haven't. I don't know how to do it.
I think he was on parole for 11 years. I think he was up for parole, rather, in 11 years. And he was just like, you know what? I'm out of here. And I think this was like an arranged thing.
Well,
she kissed him goodbye.
I think that's got to be her defense that it was an arranged thing, and she was helping with like assisted suicide. As a prosecutor, I'm going to say it wasn't.
Yeah.
And you caused this to happen, maybe not intentionally, but we're going to get you on second degree.
Or like that, he was like, he was going to out her on something, and she was like, "Baby, I love you."
Well, that's a juicier thing. But also, I always thought they in every movie I've seen, they're like, "Don't hug, don't touch." So they snuck away. They got a kiss.
He also looks like
must
like,
have been the same guards that worked at the with Epstein.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. But
what
he also,
if it was? And I'm like, these are the worst guards ever. Anyway. Or not.
But he's also giving me like top 24 American Idol season 2 vibes. You know what I mean? Like that guy who just has a guitar. He doesn't make it quite to top 12 or whatever. And so then he's like, God, I was so close. And then starts doing meth.
Oof. And you know the parents of this guy if he has any, are like, she was the horrible bad influence.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, look at that look she's giving. That's well, right, I did it, and I'll do it again.
Well, I think that's her in the back of a cop car, and she's annoyed.
Oh, yeah, she's pissed.
I don't think that was like a happy day from her Instagram.
She got arrested at the Waffle House.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of which, I talked about a little bit about this on Patreon, but do you remember that story about the OnlyFans girl whose boyfriend was stabbed a bunch of times by her,
yeah.
and she said it was criminal defense?
Yeah.
I mean, not criminal, self-defense. Anyway, they did arrest her.
Good.
And they found footage of her hitting him in an elevator.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
she like went to town on him too.
Yeah. It doesn't look good
no,
for
she's,
her.
No.
Kid Cudi. He's just a singer. What song is this big song? Tell me.
Don't put me on the spot.
I listen to popular music, so I know I'm going to know what his song is.
You listen to more hip-hop than I do.
What is the song?
I've been on a boat with you. You're, like, jamming out.
He told Kanye, like, get it together, dude. Like, stop dragging your feet on filing with Kim or something. I don't know why.
Good. I'm glad.
I don't know why Paige just told
me. Now I like him even more.
Okay, let's talk about the Anne Heche stuff, okay? So Anne Heche, as you guys now know, all the things leading up. So she did a she had a podcast with a girl named Heather. It's called Anne and Heather Better Together.
Mm-hmm.
She has a movie coming out, which she plays a mom looking for her daughter who has been sex trafficked. And I saw the trailer and it looks really good. And people on TikTok and other places are having a conspiracy theory thinking that this wasn't what we thought, which we think is she was using some type of illicit drugs.
Fentanyl.
And was speeding down the street, which we saw the video of her speeding down the street, crashed into a house, her caught on fire, she caught on fire, and they covered her. So with the helicopter below, you think she's dead. Other people that have worked in paramedic type of things say, no, you have to cover them when they're burn victims because you don't want particles of dust to get on them. So then as they're putting her in the ambulance, you see her pop up and like grab the. And so people are like, oh, my God, they're trying to kill her because she's in this movie about sex trafficking.
Ow.
Now, the movie is set to come out anyway, and it's on Lifetime.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And it's not like – it would be different if – listen, conspiracy people, if you told me that she had a movie coming out that was going to expose who was on the Epstein list with video of them getting BJs from 17-year-old girls on the island proving that they were there, and she had it, and she was doing a documentary about it, and then this happened, I'd be like – whoa. But she was just cast in a movie that looks actually really good. It's on Lifetime and really important subject and seems to be, from what I saw in the trailer, like a pretty honest portrayal of how this can happen. Like the girl, her daughter has issues with drugs, but then she's better. And then her old boyfriend who she did drugs with comes back into her life and she's like, no, I don't want to be. And he literally grabs her. And now she's trapped in a room and then a hotel room and men start coming in and they give her more drugs. And I think that's why it's so hard to protect these girls that you're like, are they missing or are they not? And then to the world, it's like, oh, she was just a drug addict who became a prostitute. And I think that's where like the line of like sex trafficking is so confusing.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what the movie's about. I don't think that's what happened. It's very sad. She has died. From the injuries of this horrible accident.
I think now that I didn't know what the subject matter of the movie was, but now I'm putting it together because they said that they did find fentanyl and cocaine in her system.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if she was like a method actor and was trying.
No, but she's not the one. It was her daughter in it.
Well, I mean, maybe she was like, what's it like to go through this? You know what I mean? And then maybe she got hooked on it.
Are you being serious or are you being joking?
No, I'm being serious. Like, I think it's just so weird how all of a sudden, like, oh, she has cocaine and fentanyl in her body.
Well, that's also part of the conspiracy theory, too.
Yeah.
Like, did someone give it to her?
Yeah. Yeah. Because here's the thing. I found this out actually last night.
Yes. Yes.
20 minutes before the crash, She was somewhere over in Venice.
Right.
And she bought a red wig.
Correct.
Was she buying the red wig to put on to be an alias, to be undercover, to buy the fentanyl and the cocaine? So people weren't like, oh, Anne Heche bought drugs from me.
Could be. I mm-hmm. also thought the fact that she just bought this wig in a rush because mm-hmm. the guy said, you know, she wanted this red wig. And he's like, I'm a hairdresser too. So do you want it trimmed? Do you want it side sweep?
Do you want the J-Lo enough look?
Yeah. Like, yeah. What do you want? And she's like, no, I just want it like this. But he said that she was nice and did not seem high at all.
She didn't. Yeah, no.
And so then also when she hits the first, which is like an apartment building complex, why is she at that apartment? Like, that's where I was like, is that where she's going to get her drugs? Mm-hmm. Let's say she really willingly had an issue with drugs. And so she was like, all right, let me get this wig. Let me go get these drugs. But then when the security guard was like, whoa, 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 you just hit this, like,
house.
Well, no. With the first thing at the apartment, it didn't look like that bad of damage. And so that's when she takes off because I think she like interpreted the security guard as like real cop or whatever.
Right.
And she wanted to like get away. And then the speeding, I don't know why she was speeding so fast or why she lost control of the
car.
What car
was it? Was it a Tesla?
No, that was the Mini Cooper car.
Oh,
it was
a wow. Mini Cooper. I thought it was like a Tesla that was going, you know, because they can accelerate so fast.
No, but so she must have been going that fast, like, for a while.
Yeah.
Then now clips have been showing of her talking really honestly about her life with her co-host, mm-hmm. where she said, like, Ellen kept me from getting work, that she was awful, and, you know, which totally makes sense.
Yeah, because we all know Ellen is a peach.
And she has a lot of power. And so not only does she have her daytime talk show, but she has all these powerful people come on her show that she's friends with. Mm-hmm. Then she has the studio behind her, the network behind her, and all it takes is you and I know to just be like, you know, if you do hire Anne Heche for this, like someone being like, and who I thought could be great as this single mom in this series is Anne Heche. And all it takes is for someone else to be like, you know what? We'd really like to promote this series on Ellen. Let's look at some other people to play this role besides Anne Heche. That's all blackballing really is.
But Ellen's not on anymore.
I know, but this is prior. This is like prior to that. So she says that's what she believes. However, it's not like she hasn't worked. It's not the career kind of like flatlined for sure.
Yeah.
But when they were listing all the things she was in, I'm like, well, I wasn't even aware that she was working that much. So she was clearly working. But if she started a podcast with her friend named Heather, she wasn't getting enough work.
Yeah.
She was definitely not getting enough work if she had to go down this route and spill all her beans on a podcast versus like getting a big book deal. And then she also said this thing about Rosie.
Rosie O'Donnell?
Yes. She said that when she was dating Ellen 20 years ago, which was quite controversial, Ellen had just come out, but Anne was known as a straight actress on the rise. They saw each other at a party. They started to date, and Anne certainly was not hiding it, and Ellen did not need to hide it anymore. And so they were out and about, and I remember Anne Heche had a movie with Harrison Ford that uh-huh. was a big blockbuster, and she was really, like,
Six days and seven nights.
Yes, people thought she... I remember they kept showing the preview. Something just swam up my pants. It was like a big line. Anyway, they're supposed to have all this sexual chemistry and everything. And she's supposed to be this, like, up-and-coming star. And it was kind of like for people to be like, but wait, she's a lesbian. Like, it wasn't great to be out and gay at that time. Fine for Ellen as a comedian talk show host. Yeah. And it wasn't always, but it was doing really well for her. She goes on to do Rosie, according to Anne in this podcast. Or she meets Rosie or something, and Rosie says to her, do not bring up you and Ellen. Maybe they weren't out at this time or something, which is like, don't bring up Ellen or I won't, and your gay relationship. That's not what my show is about. Because at this time, Rosie's daytime talk show was about her wanting to fuck Tom Cruise every day.
Oh, yeah. Like throwing koosh balls in the audience.
And then she's like, he's a cutie patootie. And like this whole thing where she's just adopting kids as a single woman, but rubbing it out to Tom Cruise every night, which totally believable. completely believable story. So
I just picture, I keep picturing her as like the other sister on the bus.
Yes.
Yeah, but like so, rubbing one out to Tom Cruise.
So when Anne was in the hospital after this, Rosie did go on TikTok and say, I want to apologize because 2001 or something, I did make fun of the fact that Anne had a mental breakdown and thought she saw aliens and was like found on a lawn.
I remember that, Anne. Like tinfoil hat, like in the bushes, just like talking to birds. Yeah, that's
So her. There was that. So she apologized for that. And then, someone brought to my attention that Rosie's daughter with the her wife that was the Nickelodeon exec.
The one that ran away?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She, named Kelly. They have a daughter that Kelly gave birth to, I guess, named Vivian. And she's in college and she's gorgeous and she's kind of funny. And she was like talking about her life with Rosie and like, Rosie didn't give me she calls her Ro. Ro didn't give me a normal childhood and stuff. And people sent to me like, ooh, shit's going on. It wasn't. They're totally good.
Yeah.
Her and Rosie are totally good. This girl's like completely great.
Yeah.
And anyway, so that's all. It's just a lot that has come out. But also when they got a hold of Ellen before Anne passed, unfortunately, but after the, you know, because Anne's like exes that are the fathers of her two sons and stuff were saying like really nice thing. Her ex-boyfriend was saying nice thing. Ellen was like so rude.
I know.
It was kind of like she was like, what? Yeah. Wow. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. That's unfortunate thinking of her kids.
Yeah. She was just like, who? Like I was ready. I was literally ready for Ellen to pull a Mariah Carey. Like, I don't know her. Like it was uncomfortable. So they did not have a good breakup, a good post relationship at all, according to Anne, and also from that reaction, Ellen.
Yeah, it's really sad. I get where the conspiracy theories are coming because I was confused too because it was like she's brain dead, but her heart's still working,
they called it California Dead,
which is the new California Sober,
right? Yeah. Which is you are dead. You are going to die.
Yeah, you're.
But we're keeping you on the life support because you, thank God, beautiful thing is that she wanted to donate her organs, which you have to put on your California license, which I have done too.
Me too.
Everybody.
Don't take my liver though.
Yeah.
You don't want it. It's just pickled and spotted. Nope.
Yeah, I don't know how great mine is either. But like, I totally think my heart is like kicking.
Yeah, my heart's okay. Yeah.
And anything else you want, you know, whatever. My eyes, maybe not, because you're going to have to wear the 125s from Ralph's.
Oh.
Yeah, 1.25s. That's what these are called.
Oh, yeah. Those are.
If you would have gotten me like 5 years ago.
Maybe.
But yeah.
But California Dead.
Yes, so that's what was confusing because they're like, but yeah.
And did you hear what People Magazine said about it? They were like, her organs are ready to be harvested.
And then another person.
Harvested.
And then another person, like literally, like maybe 5 days ago in all this turmoil where maybe she had it had been announced that she was not going to make it, was like this thing about her mother. I think it was like TMZ or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they were like, what was the story again?
The story was her father.
Anne Heche's mother.
Anne Heche's mother said that Anne Heche's father was very religious growing up. And he was secretly gay, and he would do poppers. You know what poppers are.
Why do gay guys love poppers so much?
I am so glad this day has finally come.
Do they pop up? How do you eat them?
They're not pixie sticks,
no. Do you put them in a balloon and suck them down your throat?
I mean, there are ways.
What do you do with them?
Do you really think they're like glow sticks?
No, the way they say poppers, I imagine them to be like
party poppers?
Almost like, remember Tic Tacs?
Tic Tacs?
Yeah, like you could break them apart and there's little pieces. Aren't Tic Tacs little shaky things?
Tic Tacs are the little like pills in the little thing. Like,
anyway, that's what I imagine a popper to look
no,
like
they
is
are
a
not.
Tic Tac.
Poppers are video head cleaner. Yes, I know. Look at your face. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Wait, video head cleaner.
Video head
mean?
Cleaner, like VCR cleaner. Like they come in a little vial. I know. You can get them at sex shops. Are you ready for it?
What?
Are you
can
ready?
Can you get them at a Blockbuster? What the fuck?
Not a
VCR?
Blockbuster. Yeah, like it's like old video head cleaner to clean like the dust out from an old, like a VCR, but okay. they just continued them because.
So
it's
like, so what does it come like?
They come in like a little, just can we put a little graphic right here?
Yeah.
They come in like a little yellow and brown bottle. There's usually like a little lightning bolt. It's called Rush or something like that. I don't know
but
personally.
But is it a pill? It's not
no,
a pill.
No. It's a liquid and you can keep it in your fridge to keep it cool.
Okay.
And what you do is you open it up and then you sniff it. And what it does is it opens your the chemicals release your muscles. It gives you a big, huge head rush, and it opens up your.
Oh
yeah!
And if you're sniffing it, mm-hmm. doesn't it just last forever?
No.
Oh. Because it's not.
I'm not a poppers expert.
No, honestly, I cannot believe it. Because the whole time I thought poppers were just some other little like a quaalude that gay guy. And I was like, why are like gay guys into poppers? Why are not more people into poppers?
Well, you like sniff them, and then you get like a crazy head rush. It gets a little warm. Or at least
so
it did for me.
So if you've heard.
It gets
you
get a little warm. I don't like them. But I do know some people that love them. But like, yeah, you keep them in the fridge. They last for about 2 weeks in the fridge. And
were they more popular?
In the gay community, yeah.
No, more popular back in the day? Or are they just as popular
today? They're still
today?
Popular. They're still popular. And like straight people are getting into them now. Like I've seen like Gen Z kids like on dance floors just being like.
What?
Just doing poppers.
Can anyone die from poppers?
I don't know, but it's like sniffing. It's like back in the day when you're huffing like spray paint. It's like that. So it gives you like a rush.
You know,
it lasts for like a minute and then it's done.
One of my all-time favorite interventions was the girl,
oh my God, Andrea?
The girl that went and got into sniffing the cleaner that you do between your keyboards.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It feels like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yeah.
That was her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she.
I've never cleaned my keyboard back in the day. And I never had the cleaner.
And she bought like 9 bottles, so they had to like tell her. Like she'd be like, "I need to clean my."
Yeah, like and how many computers do you have?
Yeah, she's like, "I wish I had a father." Like it was the best. The best mix of that is intervention meets walking on sunshine, and they do a montage of it with the music in the background. I'll send it to you. It's phenomenal. But going back, so
I think
Anne
that girl's okay. Can you look her up?
Yeah,
the girl that did that. What would you call it? The
intervention
keyboard cleaner.
Her name was Andrea, I believe.
I think she's okay. Let's hope she is. Okay.
But, so, Anne Heche's dad would do poppers with his wife because he was secretly gay.
Okay.
And he died of AIDS.
Okay.
So, like, that came out. And then Anne Heche's sister, one of her sisters, died from a car accident after a overdose as well.
And another sibling died.
Yeah. So...
Of their, of this woman's four kids.
Yeah. And she has one daughter named Abigail still alive.
The story was Anne Heche's mom outlives 3 of her 4 kids.
Yeah.
And her husband used to do poppers.
Yeah.
Like, that was
they
the,
did orgies too. Like
but I mean,
the dad
that was
and her.
The title.
But
so.
Also he's really religious, which is really weird too.
Right.
But like living this life. But also Abigail is the only girl left in the family.
Mm.
What a haunted name.
I'm Abigail.
Okay. Like, that's, yeah.
Anyway, guys, listen, did we talk about this subject sensitively? No. But
no.
This is called Juicy Scoop.
Yeah.
And rest in peace.
R.I.P. Anne Heche.
No updates on it.
Okay. What goes great with a summer vibe? How about a checking account with no monthly fees? Like a cool breeze, Chime is a refreshing way to handle your money. With no monthly fees, no maintenance fees, or minimum balance fees, it's how banking should be. And when you need to access your money, you can do so fee-free at more than 60,000 in-network ATMs at many locations like most Walgreens, 7-Eleven, and CVS. And you can send money to anyone even if they aren't on Chime. Fee-free for you and no cash out fees for them. Chime, no monthly fees, no vibe killing fees. Sign up for a Chime checking account, which only takes 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/juicy. That's chime.com/juicy.
Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services provided by and debit card issued by Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank. NA members FDIC out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees apply except MoneyPass ATM in a 7-Eleven location and at any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATM. Other fees, such as a third-party and cash deposit fees, may apply.
I would love to see a movie about Anne Heche's life. I do think she's led a very juicy, interesting life. And at one point, Anne Heche said she either wanted Miley Cyrus or Kristen Bell to play her in her if they do a life story.
They're not going to.
I know. And if they do, it will not be with stars this big.
No.
It will be much lower star.
Yeah, you'll get like an Actors Access or like...
I think they could do a Lifetime movie on
Backstage West. Yeah, do a Lifetime movie on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it'll, yeah, and it'll be, yeah, but who will play Ellen? Yeah, see?
Who could play Ellen?
Clay Aiken.
So many guys.
Lance
I know.
Bass.
I was thinking so many guys with blonde
Lance
hair.
Bass played Ellen.
Honestly.
Just because. I think that would be amazing.
Yeah. But she won't be a flat. But then someone has to worry about playing Anne Heche. I mean, it's Ellen, because Ellen wields so much power, and whoever plays Ellen will not be it will not be written nicely.
No, I get
if it's
it. I got it.
If it's Anne Heche's life, it's not like Ellen's going to look like a, you know, have her nice moments and then her big. Do you? Oh my God! I just flashback. Sorry.
What?
Just remember that right away. There was this movie when they were together that was like three vignettes. That was about abortion in this house. So over the years. And then they did one with lesbians in the same house over the years. So it was like, the movie would start out, and the first vignette, it's like the 1940s.
Yes.
And it's like a cute craftsman in LA, and it's their secret lesbians, and then like, because they're lesbians, one's dying, and the friend can't be there, the families meet. Then the next lesbians are like 60s. And the third lesbians are Ellen and Sharon Stone. And Anne Heche directed it.
I think I know what the name of the movie was. If These Walls Could Talk?
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. $50 on the board for Justin.
That's
deciphering
right.
What Heather McDonald is talking about. It's a new game show.
From the makers.
Can you figure out what Heather is referencing? Oh, my God. I honestly would love to do that. And we just get people that know about pop culture but are also Juicy Scoopers.
Yeah.
And they compete against each other.
The Juicy Scoop card game.
For a fun trip to Cabo.
Mm-hmm. That's
absolutely.
A cute one.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Juicy Land.
And in the. And so then Sharon Stone and Ellen are lesbians together, and Sharon Stone wants to have a baby.
Yes.
And I remember Ellen's carrying this, the sperm in like an ice thing to like inject it in her.
Or like a balloon.
At home.
Yeah.
Yeah. At home. And anyway, Anne directed that.
I already figured out who could play
Ellen.
Okay.
That was like 20
years
ago.
Owen Wilson.
Yeah. Totally.
Owen Wilson as Ellen DeGeneres.
100%.
And the Anne Heche Lifetime biopic. Wow.
And I do say, if you're writing this movie, please have a little vignette of them doing If These Walls Could Talk, and Anne being allowed to have that be her first directorial debut.
Yeah.
That was the first time Anne directed.
God.
Wow. Anyway, okay, moving on. Latest on the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp stuff.
God, who cares?
Just because I do. Amber hired new lawyers, okay,
great.
To appeal. And because different courts warrant different representation. So she hired this guy, David Axelrod, who's huge, and Jay Ward Brown of Ballard and Spahr. Her old lawyer, Elaine. Remember her old lawyer, Elaine? That was another conspiracy theory. There was a video of this woman that looked just like Amber's attorney, the female attorney.
Oh, right.
Being at like a red carpet.
Yeah.
With a bunch of Johnny Depp fans and being like, "Whoa!" That was a good one.
That was
like,
a good one.
Is this her? Anyway, she's out. But the other guy, like, he had an unfortunate name, like Rodenbaum or something. He's still somehow helping. So anyway, these lawyers in the past have won the Sarah Palin defamation case against the New York Times. Maybe she feels the biggest thing about what happened in the aftermath is that the other case with the England newspaper about it all, there was all this stuff that came out in that really helped Amber's story of being a victim of abuse that was not allowed in this trial.
Oh.
So I think in her appeal, they're going to try to get that information out, which will make her look like less of a liar. Okay?
Will it, though?
I don't know. But, I mean, judge denied Amber's request for a mistrial, so that's why they're doing this. And then a spokesperson for Heard said that they believe that the court made errors that prevented a just and fair verdict, which is basically what I'm saying, consistent in the First Amendment. And then Depp's team says they remain confident in their case and the verdict will stand.
It will.
He is already set to play Louis the 14th in the first film since the defamation trial. I think that just sounds like a juicy story, and he is a great actor. Mm-hmm. He's also got some job where he's directing some other film that he's directing. My prediction for Amber, is she absolutely will work again. Nobody's canceled. I think she's a good actress. I think she'll work again, but it'll be like in like a streaming
Lifetime movie playing Anne Heche.
Oh! Yes. Yes.
Yeah, totally.
And then after that, then I think she will still consecutively work throughout her years. She will never have like blockbuster fame, but who does have blockbuster fame anymore? The only people that do are like Marvel movie people.
I know.
But can she do really well like in a Netflix, like a streaming thing? Could she play like a powerful man's wife and like a Succession type of thing? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that she will, even though the world hates her right now. People get over it.
Yeah, they'll get over it.
Okay. A dog has caught monkeypox from
what
its
was his
owners.
Name? Oh, from the gay owners?
So it was a gay French couple, and I guess the dog slept in the bed with them, and now the dog has monkeypox. And I don't really know. I feel like people, because we were talking about this, and it was like, why, why are people not freaking out more? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, it is an unfortunate thing, but you don't die from it, right? You don't die from monkeypox.
No, it just scars you horribly.
Yes.
Like it's like if it gets on your face and stuff. But then I was thinking, and I'm not trying to sound insensitive, but yeah. Like even if it does scar you, can't you get like plastic surgery or laser stuff to fix it? I mean, I know it costs like money, yeah. But like I'm not. It's also like I feel like it's fixable, right?
Did you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this week? There was a charity that was brought up by Dorit.
Oh. Toothless, not homeless?
No, it was homeless, not toothless. It's even
tomato,
worse.
Tomato.
Homeless, not toothless. So maybe, unfortunately, if anybody does suffer from the monkeypox, it could be, let me think of this, because I'm coming off the top of my head, people. What could it be? It would be like...
Flawless, not scarless. Or like...
pockmarked but smooth,
something like that.
Yeah,
something along that,
but still smooth. And it's the same thing where Dorit gets with people that are estheticians.
Yes,
and do like laser resurfacing.
We're giving a free smile.
Estheticians and facialists, and it's like
so chic,
right? And it's like monkey pocked, but still glowing.
Yes.
Something. This isn't as good as... Look, it'll never be as good as Homeless Not Toothless.
Yeah, Homeless Not Toothless was definitely up there. And I think Kathy Hilton saying, like, it's hard to eat without teeth was, like...
I mean,
with Confucius.
I mean, I was just like, I could not believe that was the name. Because I'm like, I think most people would still... And then I'm like, what about all the people in the world that actually... do have a home, but have fucked up teeth. And they're like, wait, are these people saying it's better to have PK's set of choppers,
yeah,
but not have a home?
Right.
Like, if you're living in LA, there probably are more people that are homeless, but have a decent smile.
For like, sure.
It's probably, in LA standards, it's probably more important that you have, like, Real Housewives of New Jersey, chompers.
Like Pete Davidson, like terrifying wood, woodcracker teeth.
Yes. Ugh. Then, but that is... Okay.
But here's, I'm going to go back real quick. Yes. Because this is the horror film. I'm a huge horror film buff. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
No. How many scripts have you written about it?
About horror films?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't...
Okay, we're going to do one right now. Go ahead. Tell me what your idea is.
Okay, here it is. Zombie apocalypse. But it's in
Around
West Hollywood.
Around the corner, by the way. Yeah. Around the corner.
I was in Vegas last week. Yes. Yeah. Zombie apocalypse. However, set in West Hollywood.
Yes.
Okay.
Love.
There's a weird new cold going around.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, not again.
Right.
This one is set in the West Hollywood dog park. All right. All of a sudden, Floofy is acting strange.
Yeah.
It's weird. I mean, she's never act like that. Well, did you get her from a breeder? No, I wouldn't do that. I adopted her from a shelter.
Right.
Everything's been fine until today. Floofy is acting strange. She has to be some dog that shouldn't exist, like one of those Frenchies that you know.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden keels over, spots start popping up.
On the dog.
She has monkey pox.
Okay.
Turns into a full-on zombie Frenchie.
Okay.
Contaminates all the other animals in the vicinity of the dog park.
Right.
They all break free.
Okay.
They all run amok, and they all start contaminating all the other dogs. Then the monkey pox develops. Then they eat the people. Then people become zombies. And there we go. Zombie apocalypse.
And then Mike Vick. No, I'm just kidding.
Mike Vick has to stop it.
Michael Vick comes in.
Let's kill some Frenchies. Oh, my God.
Okay. It's another old movie that I remember.
What?
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
One of my favorites.
The remake.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There was a moment where, was it the remake or was it the original? I don't know, but I just remember at one point, okay, so what happened in this movie, you guys, is people, if they fell asleep, that there's like these pods, and if they fell asleep, they would take over. And then all of a sudden, like, I would wake up and I'd come to you and I'd be acting a little bit strange, but I look just like me and I'm gonna try to get someone to invade your body. Uh-huh. So you cannot fall asleep. But at one point, someone fell asleep, a homeless person,
man.
But he did have great teeth, fell asleep near a dog.
Yeah, with his dog.
And then at one point, the body had the dog's face with a great smile.
The dog, the
invasion like mushed them.
Yeah, the dog. Yeah. It was a dog body with a human face.
That's it. Dog body with a human face.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they slept together on the street, and it was like it merged them.
Great movie. Anyway, stay safe. I don't know what they're gonna do. Is there a vaccine?
There is a vaccine, but now I'm like, do dogs have a different vaccine? Can dogs contaminate other gay dogs?
And honestly, the way people care about dogs in LA, they'll probably get the vaccine first. Because people are like, I don't want my dog to like not look cute.
Yeah.
So he needs it. Like,
and just for the record.
First, I also thought women that did hang out with a lot of gay guys could jump to the front of line. But now, since women are at the bottom of every list, it's
going to
go gay guys, dogs, and then if you...
Women.
And then if you are just in like a gay posse and you just go to brunch every day and go to the Abbey every day, but you're straight as can be...
Mm-hmm. You're an ally.
You are an ally.
You can
You've
run
done
with us.
Everything.
Yep.
You make Thanksgiving dinner for all your gay friends and like have the... And you have like poppers in your fridge for your gay friends. You are not getting the vaccine until 2024, so good luck.
But unless we can all vouch for you. Like, it's fine. She has poppers in a Birkin. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you have to be like, look at my Instagram. I haven't been around a straight dick since 1996, okay? Give me that fucking vaccine.
Erica Jane's totally safe. The only thing she's safe from.
Oh my God. Okay, J-Lo, when you thought there was a moment of them being like cool about whatever, their wedding, they are having a big 3-day extravaganza, said to be in Georgia. I don't know if you know that for sure.
Yes, it is. It's outside of Savannah.
Okay. Thank God, because the first person I was really worried about this whole thing when they had their like subtle thing in Vegas was Leah Remini, who has gotten so much mileage out of being J-Lo's
friend.
And I was like, she you know, thank God. She probably, you know, she'll be there. It's going to be all about J-Lo. Well, it's always all about J-Lo. It's about the bride. And so they're going to have a big shebang. I'm looking very forward to seeing it all. Obviously, I'm going to have to join her subscription-based email to see the photos. I guess her numbers dipped a little, and she was like, you know what? We are going to have that 3-day wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People aren't talking about me this week.
Yeah. Let's make sure we go to Dunkin' Donuts one more time.
Oh, yeah.
With all the kids.
Do you like Dunkin' Donuts?
No, I don't go to Dunkin' Donuts.
I don't either.
No, I'm a Starbucks girl.
That's right. For life.
And, but hey, you know what? I it's not Dunkin's fault that they're a thirst trap. I didn't ask for that.
They didn't ask for this, this sponsorship. But now I feel like J-Lo is.
I'm excited to see her dresses.
Oh, she'll look
gorgeous.
I'm
excited to see all the kids in it and all that stuff.
That's how she poses in her pictures.
Okay.
She does like a weird, like, you never seen it?
He's going to be sneaking cigarettes before he walks out. Who do you think will get more press?
J-Lo.
She or Teresa Giudice. Teresa J-Lo. Got a lot. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Here's Teresa and Giudice. Now, let me just fill you guys in and of what's going on here. So, Real Housewives of New Jersey, Teresa Giudice has a brother named Joe Gorga. They came on the show 2 years after she was on it with his wife, Melissa. I have said my theory that has always been the heat of contention. Like, I got this TV show, I was famous, and then you guys jumped on. I've heard from other people, like Carlos King, that wasn't really the case and that she was blindsided, whatever. I always feel like, regardless, she doesn't love them being on the show. She would have been much happier, Teresa, if she remained on the show these last 13 years and her brother got to be a contractor and Melissa just got to be a cute mom. Mm. Anyway,
the time goes on. She doesn't like sharing the
spotlight. Doesn't like. Time goes on. Teresa gets married. She's getting married to this guy, Louie. And then, and she's always had issues with Melissa. There was a time on the show where she supposedly acted like she was blindsided, but she had another cast member bring up the fact that Melissa was a stripper at a strip joint.
Who was it?
Mary Jo. Melissa said, I was only a bartender waitress. I never stripped. Who cares?
Yeah.
So that was one thing that Melissa was like, God, Teresa, like, I thought you were my sister. Why did you help perpetuate this rumor? So then Teresa goes to jail. Teresa goes to jail. Joe Giudice goes to jail. They get divorced. Teresa is walking down the street. She meets Louie, who has never heard of Real Housewives in New Jersey, has no idea who she is, right?
Okay.
Falls in love with her, and they are madly in love with their love bubble. They plan on getting married. Everyone assumes she's getting along with Melissa, okay? And everyone assumes she's going to have Melissa be in her wedding if she has any other bridesmaids besides her four daughters. I've said from the start she should have just had her four daughters, but whatever. They don't listen to me. She says on Watch What Happens Live, no, I'm not having Melissa.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, wow, like that, what's going on
her
here?
Her sister-in-law.
Right. Melissa's like, I'm good. I don't need to be a bridesmaid at 45 or whatever she is. I'm good. It's fine. Then we're like, ooh, that was mean, Melissa. So everyone's involved, okay? But it all helps watch the show. Then, according to the latest scoop, while they're filming this last season, that the finale is like 3 days before the wedding that happened, you know, a week ago, Melissa does say, I mean, Teresa does say, Melissa, I would like you to be in the wedding. Louie says, Joe Gorga, the brother, I would like you to be in the wedding. And at that point, Joe and Melissa say, you know what, we're going to decline. We're happy to attend.
Yeah.
At this point, we're good.
We're good.
Now, a lot of people thought, now that they've heard that, a lot of people are pro Teresa. You know what? She did the olive branch. You said, you know, da da da. I'm kind of like, at that point, I'm on Joe and Melissa's side, because I'm like, you know what? You do your thing. We don't need to do it. If I was Melissa, my attitude would be like, I don't now need to be blamed that I somehow drew focus from you or took the day away from you or whatever. You just do you, and it's fine. Mm-hmm. So they all think it's going to be fine. They're all planning on going to the wedding with their three kids. There's a rumor going around and that Joe and Melissa were aware of, but Teresa and told Teresa and Louie, and Teresa and Louie said, we got your back. We know it's a rumor. And that's that Melissa went was seen kissing a married man and might have been cheating. They all said it's all bullshit. This married guy is our friend. We're all couple friends. Never happened. Whatever. And Teresa's like, I got your back. Don't worry. I won't let it be on camera. The final happens. The final finale 3 days before the wedding happens. And this, there's one girl that is friends with Margaret, who's a cast member, who's been trying to get on the show for years and has like done her interviews, gotten some work done, has tried and is like friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
And she is telling people throughout the season, Margaret told me that Melissa made out with this guy in New York one night who's married and, you know, whatever. And but since she's not on the show, she doesn't really is getting featured to tell that. A new girl who's actually a cast member then brings it up on camera and it all comes out. The new girl, I think, felt the need to bring up this juicy thing because I believe
she's new.
And the producers are like, hey, you know something?
Yeah.
You better say something. You want to come back next year? Put it out there. And they convince them in like a weird.
She has a gun to her head. Like, okay, fine.
Like, I'm going to convince you to bring up this rumor on camera. It's the finale. I'm the producer. Okay.
Oh God. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm okay. So
it's your first season. You're, you know, you're like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's your first season. You're kind of loving this whole thing. It's something you've wanted.
I've dreamed about this day.
You get along with the girls.
Yeah.
You could be the new breakout star.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so hey, you're going into this. This is the final show. This is going to be the final episode. This is the final party.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know you got along with these girls, but I don't think you're being a real friend to any of them, being that, you know, this stuff has been talked about behind the scenes. People need to know, and they need to know what really is going on. And I think that you should be the one that goes to it and just says, hey, I can't stand that people are chattering about this. Melissa, did you make out with this guy or not?
That's not my place. This is my first season. I should be thinking about my reunion dress.
Okay, I'm just going to be honest with you because I'm your friend and I'm your main producer. I think people are going to really like you, but they're going to like the truth teller. They're like the person that doesn't take no bullshit and is no filter. Can I tell you what we right now have in the can from this season?
You wouldn't do that.
That you redid your pool.
What?
This is it. This is all we have from you. Redoing your pool is not juicy. Like, no one cares.
I've been saving up for that for months.
Your kid in their dance competition, one gives a shit. No one gives a shit.
Timmy is artistic.
I don't care. I think you are showing that you are a supporter of women because you're going to either dispel this rumor or you're going to see how maybe Joe needs to hear it. Maybe Melissa needs to hear it. Do it. So then go.
So I'm supposed to say something? Have you seen Teresa's knuckles?
Yeah. Well, Teresa's probably going to have your back because Teresa doesn't like Melissa. So bring it up. Here we go. Oh my God, I'm so excited for my wedding tomorrow. Melissa.
Teresa, you look really good.
Thanks.
I love this color on you. Your hair is...
We're excited.
So high.
So beautiful. My wedding's happening in 3 days.
I like the something borrowed, something blue on you, but... Melissa made out with someone in New York. Oh my God.
What?
I'm sorry. Allergies. I have allergies.
Wait. Stop it. Why are you talking about my sister-in-law like that? Like, that's not even, like, I don't even know what to do with this information. I don't want this information. Why is this information happening on the finale 3 days before my wedding when the cameras are on me? So.
This is about you, and I respect you. I have been your friend for an entire season.
But Melissa's right here. Why don't you just ask Melissa right now in front of the cameras? Just ask Melissa right now. I don't want to be part of this. Just ask Melissa right now. Did she cheat or not? You ask her. It's not coming from me. You ask her.
I can't
ask
move
her.
My neck that far
then
left.
Melissa comes over. What do you mean? Ask me what? What's going on?
I don't want to be involved in this,
what's
but
going
I just
on?
Thought
just
you should know.
Say it. Just say
I thought
it.
You should know.
Just say it.
I just repeat this. I thought you should know.
Say what?
I thought you should know.
Know what?
That allegedly.
Yeah.
Melissa made out with somebody.
Me, Melissa, made out with someone. Are you,
you
freaking
Melissa,
kidding me?
I'm learning
you,
people's
Teresa,
names. It's my
Teresa.
First season. I still don't know everyone's names.
Teresa, are you freaking kidding me? After everything we've done for you and Louis, after all the secrets we hid about you and Louis. You're going to bring this up on camera 3 days. So then it was a big blow up, apparently. Yeah. Joe and Melissa are like, F off.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you? We had a truce. We had an alliance. You knew this wasn't even true, and now you're going to put it out there. It's going to set my kids, da-da-da. So they leave, and they're like, we're not going to the wedding. So they did not attend the wedding. Neither did their kids.
Good for them. I like them. However.
Yes.
Will Teresa.
Yes.
Attend Joe Gorga's comedy concert at Caroline's in New York in the upcoming weeks?
Is it coming up?
Oh, yeah. He is going to be performing at Caroline's in New York City. My friend Jacqueline Marfuji, who is now the MC at Magic Mike Live in Vegas, is hosting it, and she posted it, and I was like, oh, good, I can't wait.
Well, now I think that Joe and Melissa might be the next best thing to marketing genius under Kris Jenner. So get ready for a masterclass from Joe and Melissa, because, I definitely think the key of reality show PR is making lemonade out of lemons. Mm-hmm. And I think not going to the wedding was the right thing to do for exactly this reason. But also, again, I think when it's something like this, you're just like, you know what? I don't want to put, I've been in this position, you know, where like I was with a friend, it was many years ago, and I felt like we weren't like on a great vibe. And I did decline to go in the end. It was a faraway wedding. It was going to be very expensive for me. But besides that, I just felt like I don't feel comfortable. And I feel like we're not good. And I don't want to see your relatives like not being nice to me because they might know that we're not good. And the bride was like, no, but I want you there. And I was like, please, I don't want to be any reason for you not to have the most perfect day.
Yeah.
I don't want to be blamed for it. I don't want someone being rude to me and me possibly crying and like leaving. And I understand why a bride sometimes who's not 100% right with everybody is like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to invite you, because it is that important of a day. So I think it all worked out that they didn't go. But I do think it's going to be great for TV. But I do think something like this is a real nail in the coffin. As ever, like, hanging out as families for real.
Oh, for sure.
But they haven't hung out as a family much, I think, without cameras in, like, 15 years.
Yeah.
So I don't even think after a while you know how to do it anymore. It's such a... Thank God that, you know...
Processed and, like...
Like, Teresa's daughters have each other as family, and the Gorgas have, you know, family. It's... If their families never come together again, that will be sad, besides filming, but this is pretty bad.
I was going to say, the family's going to come together once the cameras stop rolling.
Right. Hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah. Because hopefully won't.
Yeah. But this is good. This is good for his show, because you know he's going to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. And I bet he's going to go up there and. Well, the last one he did, he got really drunk and she started like heckling him and they canceled the show.
Who started heckling him?
She did. The wife.
Melissa. Oh, because he was saying stuff embarrassing and she was like, stop,
like,
get down.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Joe. And then like, cancel the show, give everyone their money back.
I definitely think, you know, people are obviously going to see what's in the audience. Okay. There we go with that. Adele is still dick whipped and is still the reason I think that she canceled her shows.
And I just want that to be the headline. Adele is still dick whipped.
And, oh, I'm going to get engaged and this and that. I 100% think that her being so in love with this guy, it is dictating her career a lot in some ways. And it's not, and it's not the guy's fault.
Yeah.
It's a girl that's just like, ugh, like just wants to be around her guy as much as possible and is actually not that comfortable when they're not together.
She's all over Vegas. Her posters.
Because the show's finally coming back.
It's coming back. And did you read about like why she actually canceled it? She said in some statement why she really canceled it.
Tell us.
Oh, I don't know. I just was asking if you
I thought you knew more scoop. It was just, she just said it, she just wasn't, the show wasn't ready.
Uh-huh.
She lost lot of musicians to COVID because there was the Omicron surge.
Yeah.
And she just... like wasn't comfortable, and then there were rumors where like she saw that Katy Perry had like a dancing toilet shit or something,
and she wanted a dancing toilet shit.
Yeah, and like she just was like, I just don't feel, you know. But I think it was that along with like a freak out and not thinking about others like she should, who like flew to her thing and canceled everything to be there for a week and had big lifetime events around seeing their favorite star. And she wanted to just get home to that dick. Ariana Berman is Kim Zolciak from Real Housewives of Atlanta's daughter, and she got a DUI.
They grow up so fast, don't they?
And it's very interesting. Like, all of it around it is kind of crazy. So this girl who's like 18 was driving.
Hold on. And she's 18?
No, she's 20.
Okay.
She's 20, but she looks 42.
Yeah.
She does.
In a picture in front of a car.
I mean, look at, like, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, this is her DUI.
She's just like a rocker from the 70s.
I know. So cops say that she, Ariana, admitted to smoking a THC vape pen the night before, but did not drink.
Okay.
During the back and forth, she maintained she had not been drinking, but cops say she had a noticeable sway during the field sobriety test. What's weird is I'm going to read what my sister said, who's a DUI attorney, because it's very strange. And I think this is interesting for anybody to like be aware of that does smoke pot and how that also arranges in, because it's driving under the influence. So I think people think that that's not. And also pot's in your system for a really, really long time, even if it doesn't affect you.
Yeah, you can't drive and vape on marijuana.
Okay, so she and her boyfriend are both arrested, okay?
Yeah.
So I wrote Shannon, my sister, and I said, how can both she and her boyfriend be arrested for a DUI? Who is driving? Sounds like driving might become an issue. Would love to see police report. Oh, that's what Shannon wrote. How she took a breath test so they don't have a positive marijuana result. So then Kim, the mom, wrote this post that was clearly written by the defense attorney.
What's up, family? It started.
Yeah, and it was just, you know, like, you know, very much her defense that all, this whole thing, that she did nothing wrong and that the cops are wrong and blah, blah. So then Shannon said, maybe, but I don't think it's very good. A boyfriend was arrested for alcohol possession, so there was obviously alcohol in the car. Of course, there's no mention of alcohol in breath. Maybe they smelled the alcohol from the car. When you arrest two people for driving, that means they never saw who was driving and they both pointed a finger at each other, or they really don't have enough to say that one clearly was the driver. Marijuana stays in your system for 30 days. So if no alcohol test, but a positive marijuana with blood test, then they have to prove under the influence, which is hard to do for marijuana, even if it is in her system. It's an accident, but they say she was driving erratically. So someone, maybe a civilian, saw them driving. Of course, no mention if she refused a breath or a blood test. Please note that this is in California and she is 20, and it's a DUI if she's driving with a 0.01 or above if she's under 21. Did you know that? People should know that. If someone,
Shannon, everyone.
If someone under 21 gets pulled over and they even have a 0.01 in their system in California, it's automatically a DUI. It doesn't matter.
Because they're not of age.
But we don't know the Georgia law.
Georgia's probably like, whatever. I mean, Savannah, you can drive around with a daiquiri in your car. It just has to have a piece of paper on the straw.
However, this is good news for you. Marijuana is a much more defendable case. Marijuana is legal, and you have to show under the influence for marijuana, not just nervous, inexperienced driver. So now, maybe after thinking about it, maybe going the marijuana route might have been her attorney's, like, M.O., I wonder if she tested willingly or if they had to get a warrant for a blood test. So.
Well, it also says in this this headline you have, she also allegedly hit a car.
Right.
So, I mean, if you hit a car, did she flee?
Yes.
Is that a hit and run then? Do they open the car? Does it smell like booze? Yeah.
Spilled booze on her clothes. Look, Bella Hadid got a DUI too. I remember during Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. PK has recently been pulled over. The thing is, let this be just a little lesson to everyone. Just like you really cannot drink at all. And especially if you're under 21, really drive that into your kids. I know I do. I tell them. I hope that never happens. But I mean, it doesn't mean she's like a horrible person that Kim's a bad mom. But they are, you know, in the public eye, so we're going to talk about it. But in talking about it, it's kind of interesting with the marijuana and the whole thing and being under 21.
Well, also, is the marijuana legal in Georgia? That's the thing. Because,
oh, good question.
Because yeah. I feel like that's where they're going to be at. They're like, oh, marijuana, THC. Because I'm going to say this, and I'm not glorifying alcohol with minors. However, in the South, it is kind of a rite of passage.
They're all illegal, growing, selling, or buying.
It is? It's illegal? Illegal, yeah. So that's what they're probably going to get her on, rather than drinking. Because I remember being in high school and being like, oh, I got a DWI, which was a driving while intoxicated. DUI, driving under the influence. So, like, I remember, like, everyone would come back home from the weekend or whatever and be like, so-and-so got a DWI or DUI or, you know, and we were like, ooh, cool. It was kind of a thing. And we also had parents in the South. I know I had several friends who had parents who were those, like, if you're going to drink, I'd rather you do it in the
right,
house.
Right.
And they'd have parties, and it would just be, like, kids of, like, you know, neighboring families and stuff, and we're just getting shit-faced. I mean, we're talking Everclear. We are talking, like Jaeger shots.
I've talked about this.
Everything. Passing out. Vomiting. We did it all.
I've taught my kids to treat our family and home like we are the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, if you threw a party at our house and some kid got drunk and we sued, I'd lose my career. Lose our house. Yeah. You know, and so I think in this too, being that they're like their own little family business, I think part of this is to let the world know, like, she wasn't a bad person. She smoked pot a while ago, but she wasn't drinking and driving. She just wasn't a great driver and she was nervous. But so that people don't think that she's like a, you know, a spoiled teen that doesn't care about safety and doesn't follow the laws. So I think that's what they're trying to do. Like, hey, she smoked pot a day ago, but it doesn't mean she was high now. I think that's what they're trying to do.
But then they're like, also look at her mom. Don't be tardy for the DUI. I'm a cool mom. I'm Kim.
Yeah. So I thought this was interesting. Okay. Bryce Dallas, who's, you know, Bryce Dallas Howard, who is Ron Howard's mm-hmm. daughter. So it was very hard for her to break into the business. Anyway, she is a co-star of the Jurassic Park trilogy, I guess. She signed three movies at the same time, and now she's coming forward and saying that she made significantly less than Chris Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was reported that Chris Pratt made $10 million and she only made $8 million. She said that's not like there was even a bigger discrepancy. I don't know what she's saying. She did say that Chris was great in that after the deal was done, because she signed for the three, that then he said, hey, if we do video games or anything like that, we have to be paid the same.
Mm-hmm.
They were co-stars. However, whenever this stuff happens, I am not really on the women's side. Because I'm like, it's... I've said this before. You're not both engineers working at a car dealership, factory, whatever,
mm-hmm.
where your skill set is the same and for no other reason than he's a man, he got paid more. I totally obviously think that's shitty and that it happens and it happened in the past. But with movies, so much of it is your agent and your draw and everything. Now, I don't think anyone is going to see the movie because they're like, oh, my God. Thank God Bryce Dallas Howard is in a movie. What is it? Oh, it's about Jurassic Park. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
I need to see Bryce in anything. I don't think that many people want to go see the Jurassic Park because of Chris Pratt. But there's some people that are like, I do like Chris Pratt. He's a babe. He's likable. Like, I want to go see him. I like him politically. I like his family life. I just like him as a person, and I want to go see him. Okay? So... that's what I think. But most people went to go see it because they're into fucking seeing dinosaurs running around an amusement park.
Well, and also more people went to see the original cast. Now, I would be interested to see what Laura Dern's paycheck was because Laura Dern is the OG Bryce Dallas Howard.
Right.
In the Jurassic Park franchise. So, but also, yes, I understand that. But Chris, I see what you're saying. Chris Pratt is the action star.
Right.
Like, he's the one training and writing with raptors because they're real.
Right.
Bryce was the one, her character, first of all, she only had, like, maybe, like, three scenes in this movie. The movie was trash, by the way.
I saw the first one.
yeah.
that she was in, where it's like at a, you know, like an amusement park or
yes.
whatever.
Lost, yeah,
and
Lost World.
She's wearing like a white, you know, pantsuit the whole time in heels.
Yes. And she had like a bitchy bob.
And at no point does she think, maybe I should take off my heels to run a little faster.
They never do.
From the raptors.
Yeah.
But
if an animal's chasing you, wear heels.
Yeah. yeah. And so, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, come on, girl.
Yeah.
And just stop your bitching is all I want to say. Stop
and also,
your
it's
bitching.
Like, I only made $8 million and Chris made 10.
Oh, my God. Get in the streets. Wow. You're an activist.
Get in the streets.
You are an activist. This is so unfair. And, you know, and then it was nice that she did say, hey, look, he really had my back for this thing. And again, it's never the co-star's fault. They're never trying to keep you from getting your money.
And like, make the money off the merch and stuff. Like, that's the thing I like that he said that. It's like if we do like a video game or something, like say for Universal Studios, they're like, hi, I'm Bryce Dallas Howard and you're about to ride Jurassic fucking World. You know, like, okay, that's the part.
But I'm just saying, if your kid is into Jurassic Park, it's a strange, and you're going to buy some Jurassic Park merch.
You're not getting the Bryce Dallas Howard doll.
Do you think, or even a shirt, like with her red bob, they're going to be like, no, get my favorite dinosaur. So like you're, the dinosaurs are the stars, this stupid thing.
Yeah, and Laura Dern. Oh, no. Well, I mean, it's Laura Dern. She has an Academy Award.
It's not low, though, but it's not low.
She made it, and that's technically like a cameo.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know how Bryce is going to make up that money? She's going to have to get on OnlyFans. No, of course not. Now, this is kind of weird and juicy, and I can relate to it.
Okay.
This was sent to me a couple days ago. It's out there now. A very pretty blonde girl. Apparently, she's in college. She, too, looks about 40.
She looks terrified.
Anyway, she does a TikTok saying, all because I dated the son of a real housewife of Beverly Hills.
It's not Salt Lake City's son, is it?
No, it's okay. Brandi Glanville's.
Oh.
And so...
With Eddie Cibriani?
Yes.
Okay.
So she's got two boys. I believe one is probably starting his sophomore year of college. I think he's the same age as my son, or give or take a year. But he was... They talk about rooms, and I mean the dorm room. And this was his girlfriend. And then she shares what happened, that Brandi Glanville then DM'd her.
No.
To say, stay the fuck away from my son.
Oh my God.
You broke his heart. Stay away. And by the way, her son is gorgeous, too. So they're both gorgeous people, but maybe this blonde broke up with him. So the girl goes to defend herself, okay? So she says... I asked him many times if I'm allowed in his room. Now, she spelled allowed, A-L-O-U-D. Now, you guys
college.
Know I make a million mistakes. I can't pronounce gondola.
Uh-huh, gondola.
And, I'm not a great speller. But
you're not. I'm a great speller.
I will say, knowing now that to get into college, you supposedly have to have a 4.7.
Not here.
I do wonder about inflated grades and how much people are really, like, writing their papers themselves. Because these two kids are in college.
And every time is one word.
So. As many times if I'm allowed, A-L-O-U-D, in his room, and every time he has said yes. He also told me he wants me around as a friend, so all I'm doing is what he is telling me is best for him. I'm not sure what blank, they cover his name, which is good, is telling you, but I wouldn't do anything to fuck him. I'm a good person.
Way to speak to someone's mom.
But also it's like, oh no, I'm fine with you fucking my son. Oh,
okay.
Just don't stop because then his heart's broken.
Sure.
I'm not a bad person. People break up and that is just something he has to deal with. I've had to deal with it too. It hasn't been easy. I'm not crazy. I'm a sane person. So please don't call me anything. I'm not. However, however, she says, you DMing your son's 18-year-old ex-girlfriend and threatening her is, so now she calls Brandi that she's crazy. It is also inappropriate. Please don't reach out to me like this again.
And what does Brandi do? Listen.
Okay. So, because originally Brandi had written her. That's what started this. Originally Brandi had written the girl. Stop fucking with my son, Bella. I'm not fucking joking. Leave him alone and let him heal and stay in your own fucking room. You don't get to have your fucking cake and eat it, too. You think you're crazy. Wait, too. You're crazy, she says. Brandi says, you're crazy, the girl. You don't want to fuck with my crazy.
I'm sorry. Is she just singing Womanizer by Britney Spears?
So that's what Brandi writes to the ex-girlfriend of her college-age son. The girl then sends a text exchange to DM to Brandi, which then... She put in a TikTok, which then I'm now sharing. So not cool, but here we go. She said, I am still allowed in your room, spelled A. She asked the boy, am I still allowed in your room? The boy says, I already told you that you're, not Y-O-U-R, so sorry, kid, are always allowed, A-L-O-U-D, in my room, Bella. I generally don't hold any resentment. They go on. So she appreciates that, but they both have spelling issues.
Ugh.
Okay? So then Brandy then writes the next morning, I am so sorry. I was so emotional yesterday. And then I shouldn't have been smoking and drinking at the same time. And I just hated seeing my son so sad. And I don't even know what I wrote. And I'm not going to look. I don't know how I look. I don't know how to look away. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
Who is she? Kim Zolciak's daughter? God. Smoking and drinking. That this is kind of sad because she clearly was like blacked out.
Blacked out. I mean, this is Brandy Glanville 101. And if she's sometimes she's defending.
It's true.
Sometimes she's defending.
Which is a college course that you can take.
Sometimes she's defending Kim Richards against Kyle stealing her goddamn house.
Mm-hmm.
And now that her son is 18 and he had a beautiful girlfriend that broke his heart. Hey, listen. Neither of my sons have had girlfriends that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
So I can't say how I'll react if some little bitch breaks their heart.
I can't wait. I can't wait to just slide in the DMs.
However, I am smart enough to know that every little bitch on this earth is a thirsty TikTok whore.
Uh-huh. All of them.
And I will not... Thank you, Brandy, for sharing with all the moms dropping off their sons in college this week, saying, do not get involved if you don't want some girl to make a TikTok about you, whether you're famous or not. DMs will be shared, all of it.
What would your DM say? Say if, like, some girl was like, ugh, all because I dated a Juicy Scoop host son.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, what would the DM be like?
I would be like, little do you know that... Justin impregnated somebody.
You would throw me in.
Yeah,
the bus.
Many years ago, and it's not my son. No, I would. I what I'd DM as I'd be like, look, girl.
Yeah. Look, you little bitch.
I know you're on TikTok right now, but one day you might just want to make a podcast about recapping your college parties.
Yeah,
and I could help you with that.
Good for you.
So don't talk shit about me or my son. Okay.
Keep my son's name out of your mouth.
I did do something extremely embarrassing that honestly can only be revealed on our live shows.
Okay.
That it's not a proud moment of my motherhood. actually, my kids are not aware.
Perfect for Vegas.
Yeah. And they're not aware, but I will share it. But it's not nasty like this, but it's cringy, embarrassing mom trying to be a cool mom. Yeah, it's bad.
Ooh. So if that doesn't want you to come to the live Juicy Scoop shows, then I don't know what does.
We're going to wrap it up, but I just want to wrap it up on what do you think happened with Kim and Pete? Because the stories are now saying rumors that he may not only have acted more serious going forward, but that he possibly even might have maybe not formally engaged, but talked marriage with her, which then made her go, ew, and break up with him because she doesn't seem sad at all. She had a great time celebrating Kylie's 25th birthday. What's your thought?
I might have a little juice, Heather.
What? Ding, 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 ding. Yes.
So, I found out that, well, I'll save it for in a minute. So on the show, remember there was that clip of Kim being like, I just wanted some BDE, and I was DTF. Yeah. And it's like, we get it. You know abbreviations. Good for you.
Okay, yeah.
He was talking marriage and dating. I found out that Pete left his management here in Los Angeles to go be with Kim on this like whirlwind ride.
Oh, you mean left it a while ago?
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
A few months ago.
After he left SNL, he left his management to be like, oh, I'm going to be this big independent superstar now. And then was approached by Kris Jenner. And Kris Jenner asked him if she could manage him. And he declined. He said no. Because Chris wanted to make this like a branding. Like, this is the new thing, Kim and Pete. Like, we're going to give you guys a spinoff show. We're going
to
give you guys...
I've always wanted to be in comedy.
Yes, I want to be in comedy. I want to start, like, my own comedy division. Kardashian Comedy with a K. Sure. Wouldn't that be it? That was me making that up.
I have heard this.
Yeah.
Now, have you heard this... like real solid scoop,
or
like,
I mean, yes. Pretty solid.
So you believe it to be true?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I did hear this, and I kind of was like, but then I thought, you know, we all said how awful it was with that Hulu, like, hey, want to take a shower with me really quick? And he's like,
yeah. Ooh.
And so I think she saw all the footage. I think the whole Hulu coming up is going to be them being cute and funny together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where she did go, well, this could really be something if they, you know, if this is serious. And exactly that, I think she thought, what is the one thing I haven't tapped into is like comedy and real funny. Everyone always thought, as always told us, we're funny.
Yeah.
We always have had a great reaction to people making fun of us, which
my
I
Amy
agree
Schumer
with.
Monologue was great on SNL.
Right. I love comedians, you know, all of it. And so I think her intention was like good, but I think it might have been a like wake up call to him too, to be like, wait. So now you think it wasn't her that broke up with him. You think it's more that
he broke up with her.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, he broke up with her. I'm pretty sure he broke up with her.
And you think she just was like, I'll find some fresh dick. Who cares?
This yeah, is well, I think, course. Well, you said, I think she's going to go back to Kanye, even though in Vegas there's statistics saying that, like, she's going to end up with Van Jones, which I think is
no,
just weird.
No, she's over the boring
she's
lawyer
gonna
thing.
Go back to, listen. She'll go back to Kanye. Kid Cudi's going to, like, tell Kanye to calm down,
I
and
think
then he's
going
to go
I
back.
Think. I yeah. think the queen of lemons into lemonade. So I think... it happened and she had that moment, you know, maybe she was sad about it or something. And Chris was like, listen, we've already filmed the season. It's been 6 months. It's worn off. No one cares about Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah.
He has to break glasses on his head every day and people are barely talking about
barely.
It. Courtney and Travis, it's over, like not over, but like no one cares yeah. about that anymore.
They did it. Tristan
honey,
and Chloe.
Honey, we've gotten what we needed out of it. You got over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a new adventure happening. So like just go for it and let now but I said for Pete, my advice is he should go back to SNL or at least do like guest appearances or something and tell the scoop on that
he
and
will.
Try to
he will. I think he honestly left because I think he was like, damn, I just left my management team. I, you know, and
it's
then
not
Chris
like you can't
was
get them back. Come
I think
on.
If he called them up, they'd be like, okay, yes. But I also think when he was approached by Chris, if Chris was like, I want to manage you and do this, I think that's when he was like, dude, if I go through with this, or he had a friend tell him, like, if you go through with this,
no one
will take you seriously
also,
ever again.
Also, there's no going back.
Like, the comedy world would be like, dude, really?
Yeah, there's no going back. There's no going back, and you're going to lose your own edge.
And what, you're going to be in this, like, eternal feud with Kanye on Instagram and
right.
like it's like grow the fuck
so you
up,
think it
all
was
of you.
He who had the realization not she because the whole time I thought it was her that looked over and was like ew
no I think it was like a turning
like,
point
I thought
for
she
him.
Like looked over saw his calves and was like
no
ew.
She's in her 40s she's got four kids
right.
I mean you know I think it's like I think he was stupid enough to get them tattooed on his body but then I mean he's got a tattoo of every girl he's dated so
Demi Lovato's song is out.
Oh, what is it?
We got to see a little video of it because Annie somehow got it leaked to her. She's wearing a schoolgirl
What's it
skirt.
Called? Go-Gurt?
No, 29.
29, okay.
She sounds really good.
Oh, really good?
The voice sounds great. Is what I've wanted her to do is just go back to singing.
Yeah.
Get away from the ice cream. Get away from the pronouns and just go back
yeah,
to singing.
Yeah, seriously.
This is a song about the fact that now that she's 29, she's reflecting on the fact that she was only 17 when she met Wilmer.
Oh, Wilder Valderrama?
Yeah, and that then they dated.
Gondola, were
then,
you
they, then they dated. Uh-huh. Now, of course, they only officially dated until she was 18.
Oh.
Once Sarah did 18. And in other things that she's talked about, she said, like, she kind of pursued him, whatever.
Doesn't it feel good to call her she again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so much easier.
Yeah, easy.
But it doesn't really matter, you know, obviously, if he was older. But, you know, he was 29 and 18 is a big age difference. It's not as big of an age difference. 17 and 29 is a big age difference, uh-huh. especially just because he was, like, a working adult for a long time. But... not as big of an age difference as Dane Cook and all of his...
Oh, God. His game nights.
His game nights Ugh. And his now fiance and everything. Yeah. So, anyway, here's some of the words. Petal on the vine, too young to drink wine, just 5 years of bleeders. Ooh, meaning your period.
What does that mean? Is that period?
Period.
5 years?
Students and a teacher, far from innocent. What the fuck's consent? Numbers told you not to, but that didn't stop you. Chorus one. Finally, 29. Funny, just like you were at the time. Thought it was a teenage dream, just a fantasy. But was it yours or was it mine? 17, 29. Okay. Then verse two. Had me in your grip. Went beautifully with all my daddy issues, and the shift continues. I see you're quite the collector. Yeah, you're 12 years her elder. Maybe now it doesn't matter, but I know fucking better. Yeah, I know fucking better. Yes, I'm mm-hmm. very excited for this. Then the last chorus. Finally, 29. Now she is.
Oh, she's 29 now. Yeah,
17 would never cross my mind. Thought it was a teenage dream, a fantasy, but it was yours. It wasn't mine. 17, 29. Oh 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 oh. Oh.
Oh, that sounded like Caitlyn Jenner in The Masked Singer.
I.
Oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
Anyway, I only saw part of the song, but I can tell it's going to be a hit.
Yeah.
Her voice sounds great. And I'm excited for this to be a big hit and for this to enter more discussion.
Yeah, we're happy for Demi. She did it. God.
We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe.
The show's over.
We did it. I'm going to go get my monkeypox vaccine right here on the back of my arm and take a picture of it on Instagram.
We did it, Joe. Everybody, you know Justin has his own fabulous podcast, Just Saying, with Justin Martindale. Do you have any other shows coming up besides the fun ones with me that you'd like to tell the people about?
I will be in Nashville at the Ryman in October and St. Louis as well with Jim Jeffries. So go check out Jim Jeffries' website. Get those dates
and follow Justin.
And just follow me on
Instagram. He does
great,
funny bits. He's pretty attractive.
I'm okay.
And it's worth it.
You're such a good seller. I mean, I'm all right.
Thanks, everyone.